welcome to an amazing 2024 with less fear and anxiety. I'm Esther Brookie, the author behind Living Without Fear and the co-publisher of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you're ready to embark on a journey of boundless possibilities, I'm here for you. Do you know someone who could benefit from today's episode? Share this podcast with them. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Join me on YouTube. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave a short review or rate it on your favorite podcast platform with a lot of stars. Your support means the world to me, and I'm truly grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you. And today, I'd like to share again a very personal experience with you, which made me feel so bad. Something I haven't experienced in years. I was teaching skiing in the mountains to 10 and 11-year-old girls and boys who spent 1 week together with their normal teachers in a mountain house. I love snow, being outside when it's cold and skiing. All was perfect. I felt great. I felt being at the right place, helping these teachers to take care of their kids, eating together, spending the evenings together, and sleeping in this old mountain house. On the third day, I realized that three of the teachers were talking about another teacher when he wasn't around. He was a young man full of positive energy. The three older teachers weren't happy how he taught the kids to ski. I listened to them and I was confused. I didn't know if their concerns were justified. During another break, I heard them talking again behind this young man's back, and it went on and on. And I also realized that these teachers didn't talk a lot to this man when we were sitting all together. I felt so sorry for him, because he was such an interesting person to talk to. He had done so many things already in his life. He loves being in nature the same way I do. He loves being in the water, swimming, diving, or ice bathing. It seemed that I was the only one who kept talking with him. And in the evening of the third day, when I wanted to sit down for dinner, I suddenly felt the teachers already sitting there at the table had been talking about me and had stopped when I had entered the room. I don't know why I felt this way. It was just a gut feeling. And this feeling was so strong. And I suddenly felt, I'm not good enough. I'm not doing the right thing with the kids. I felt so bad. I knew this feeling. It's already very old and it knocked me down. I could not think of something else, but I'm a bad person. I feel shame. I feel I'm evil. I shouldn't exist in this world. I went down the whole spiral. If you don't know this feeling, but maybe you also know it, it's difficult to describe. And I always hear and see my mother because she has told me that I was bad many, many times in my childhood and also later when I was an adult. That evening in the mountains, I went to my room and started working with myself. I told myself, Esther, you're giving your best. You're doing all you can do. And if it's not good or not good enough, other people should tell you what they think. And I said to myself, Esther, you're worthy of love. And if someone doesn't see this, it's their problem. If other people feel good talking behind your back, it's not your problem, it's theirs. If it makes them feel better, gossiping, it's their choice. And it has nothing to do with you. Of course, it wasn't easy for me that this settled in my mind. First, I kept on bouncing between the teachers and me. What if they were right? What if they saw something I shouldn't do with the kids? But they could tell me right into my face. Right. And slowly but steadily, I succeeded in calming myself down and in changing my thoughts from negative to positive. And my old feeling of being enough, of being worthy, lovable, came back. And this felt so good. The mountain week went on, and I experienced more moments where my gut feeling told me that they were talking behind my back. That was sad, but I enjoyed very much the hours on the ski slope with my ski group, and I made them so happy when we took the long ski lift, which brought us to the top of the mountain of 2,300 meters above sea. This has been the absolute highlight for these kids, because they could barely ski when they started on the first day on Monday. To stand on this mountain, to have this view on the other mountain ranges and the valleys around was just mind-blowing for them. Most of the kids were children of immigrants from all over the world, and they were so proud of themselves that they made it to this mountain height and down as well. Of course, we were going down very slowly and carefully, and there was also a lot of fear, but I helped them as much as I could to overcome their fears and feel great about themselves. And I always told them how proud I was about their skiing skills, which improved from day to day. Maybe the other teachers were a bit jealous of me that I had such a wonderful group and that we had such an amazing time together, because the other teachers often complained about their groups and their kids being naughty and not fun to be with. I can only guess what was going on in their heads. Looking back, I'm amazed how positive and negative feelings can be so close together. On the one hand, I was so happy and grateful for the kids, for my kids, and for what I could teach them. I didn't tell the other teachers about it. On the other hand, there were moments where I felt so bad, so unworthy, and I would have loved to go home right away and never meet these people again. But those negative feelings forced me to be a loving mother to myself, to take myself by the hand and guide me to find myself again so that I could love myself. And I know I have to be careful in the future. And this will be again a new challenge when I will be going with other school classes to the mountains and teaching other kids in the future. But it's also a chance for me to learn more about myself and also discover those old feelings which have been hidden for years, because I wasn't anymore so close and in such constellations with other people. I also realized that years ago, I was gossiping a lot about other people at my workplaces in order to feel better. And today I feel sorry now for the people I disliked. And I also know that I had had those bad feelings in jobs where I didn't feel comfortable with the work colleagues. Back then, I couldn't help myself. I needed therapists to get out of those negative feelings. So I'm so grateful today for all I learned in the past. And I hope, I really hope I can help you to suffer less. Thank you, dear listener, for spending your precious time with me and being open to learn how to feel being worthy of love. And I cannot repeat it enough. In case you feel worthless today and nobody seems to like you, I tell you, you're amazing. I love you. And you're a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please remember these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day and talk to you next week.